The man was very tall and strongly built, though blonde hair on his arms thick, but he was very young. Despite the fact of his youth, he might still prove an interesting match for the dogs. The torches flickered. Mao's face was impassive, but the bright blackness in his deep-set eyes betrayed the mixture of emotions which flowed surely through him now. Pain and pleasure intermingled. The man had been found wandering, wounded, and his wounds had been dressed, and he had been given over to Shan Chu. The man had revealed that he was a Russian ordinary soldier and that he had escaped following a terrible battle and wandered until the warriors had come upon him. The Russian had recounted his fright at the first sight of the martial oriental visages, and when Shan Chu had relayed that portion of the Russian soldier's account, it had precipitated much laughter, however subdued. The mercenary class were indeed at times appalling in their appearance, ferocity of look and demeanor, something they cultivated as assiduously as the maidens of the sun cultivated quietness and civility and obedience, and of course, their reflected radiance. The man had recounted many strange tales, wondrous if they were to be believed, and amusing at the least. And the motivation for his garrulousness seemed transparently obvious. He had deemed it impossible to resist the will of Shan Chu, perhaps too desiring to make himself important and therefore of sufficient value to ensure that his miserable life would be prolonged. He could never have made himself that important. Among the soldier's stories had been one which had sounded most intriguing, however, and at once the least likely to contain even a grain of truth. It was the tale of two men who had been enemies for 5 centuries. Their battle, of heroic proportions, as the Russian soldier had told it, had begun in the short era which spanned the period between the Great War of Nuclear Annihilation and the Firestorm. The two men had both survived. One had been Russian, and the other, also a mongrel, had been American. They had fought many battles, these two, but one finally fell. That someone could have survived from the earlier period was hardly to be believed, but it made for a strange story. Woven into the soldier's tale were many characters, most of lesser importance, but the two main characters in it were interesting in the extreme. One had been named Vladimir Karamazov, and the Russian soldier had referred to him as the Hero Marshal. The name of the other one, who survived the final battle between them, had been John Rourke, called Doctor. The self-proclaimed Russian soldier stood now beside the pit, his muscles rippling above and below the covering he had been given for his genitalia. Mao's eyes seemed unable to shift their gaze. The bandages were in place, still protecting the Russian's wounds. Yet, despite his imposing physique, and the fact that he was a soldier and presumably had the benefit of some training in proper conduct in the face of death, and added to that recent battle experience, when Shan Chu approached him and invited him to jump into the pit,
go!
No! Please! No!
He puddled the ground between his legs and attempted to cling to Shan Chu, crying like a woman. But the Mongols moved forward at Shan Chu's subtle beckoning. Once in the pit, his initial fears apparently were swallowed within the universal instinct for survival, and he fought well, using a tactic few would use, although it was the best tactic to be sure. He took up an old human femur and utilized it as a weapon against the dogs. And all too quickly, it was over. But such was increasingly often the case. How would this doctor, John Rourke, have fared? Shan Chu smiled. It would make interesting diversion for the bored or idle to ponder.